the Tao. Number 17. This is going to be kind of a odd way of looking at the state of our life, the state of our world, even the state of our country. It's going to require that you keep an open mind. The supreme rulers are hardly known by their subjects. The lesser are loved and praised. The even lesser are feared. The least are despised. We're just going to work on that stanza for now, and we'll do the bottom part of the stanza a little later in the next discourses. But I want you to understand how this all works. Please be patient. Thomas Jefferson said, "The government you elect is the government you deserve." He had a very broad point of view about things. He could see the bigger picture. We have placed ourselves in the anatomy of a deep sickness due to our own sickness. We are not placed in this thing as victims. We willfully live without the means of nobility, generosity, virtue. And because we as human beings are more interested in our self-preservation than we are in the meaning of our life, which is to cultivate virtue, goodness, we have to be governed. We have no sense of sensibility to understand how our lives work. You and I, whether we know it or not, are spilling out all over in livingness. By this I mean our attitude, our demeanor. Our demeanor deports into this culture, the culture itself. Everybody has their own opinions, their own ideas, their own ideals. We think of this as our rights, but they are not. Most of us are so insecure that generosity, which is what is necessary, is abandoned quickly and easily. We live in something called the collective unconscious. And in this atmosphere, we drowned in ourselves. We kill ourselves. There's an old Buddhist story I'm sure you've heard about the great Monkey King, who looked down the walls of a canyon and saw the bright moon reflected in the water. "Oh, what a beautiful jewel. I must have it," he thought. When he told this to the other monkeys, they all said it would be very hard to obtain. But the Monkey King said, "Oh, don't worry, I have an idea. One monkey will hold on to a tree, and everyone else will form a line, each holding tightly to the tail of the monkey in front. Then we can lower our monkey chain down to the water. And at least one of us will be able to reach that jewel and grab it." So 500 monkeys dangled one by one down in the water. but the weight of all the monkeys was too much for the one holding on to the tree, and all 500 monkeys fell into the water and drowned. This is absolutely perfect. This is how society works, how politics work. Only because we are left to politics, we are left to being governed by a government. The Monkey King is the highest one on the branch, shall we say. This Monkey King that we have is our government. I want you to be with me a moment. Why do we need to have the government? Now, I'm not talking about a 60s thing here. Let me put it in another way. Why do I need to be governed? Whether you and I like it or not, our bodies become our government. They start out young and supple, healthy. And then as we go on in our livingness, blaming it on time and age, the Monkey King inside of us sees a jewel somewhere in our teens or somewhere maybe in our 20s. And we spend our whole life organizing the monkeys of our mind and our emotions to go get that jewel, that ideal life. Abandoning all that is, as Lhotse would say, supreme. We have given ourselves over to the corrupt mind of men and women who would do nothing but take everything we have for the sake of their own self-preservation. There is no nobility in a government. I have often sat with myself, why do I need someone to govern me? Why do I need laws? And why am I here being told what I can and cannot do? Well, it is necessary. Because no matter who we are in this world, whether we are a Buddha or a Christ nature, it doesn't really matter. There is a government that we must be with, that must govern the masses. Jesus was killed by government, but that government was the people. They were more interested in seeing if this quote unquote Son of God would be killed on a cross, or would God save his only begotten Son, supposedly. We live by the Monkey King. Somebody comes up with an idea that is grandiose, that is amusing, intriguing, and we go for it. It is hard to govern the masses because they do not govern themselves. They have lost their ability. Now we get to the hard part. We're not here to get everything we want. We're not here to have freedom. We're here to see the extent of our karma. How far does it go? How much does it encompass? Everything that has happened in my life is based on the government that Gregory Edward set forth within himself. Did he know that when he was younger? Yes and no. But one thing for sure, like anyone who comes into this world, be they a master or not, we are subject to the collective unconscious. What is it that brought me into a world where self-preservation was more important than love? The two do not mix. You and I live in the unrequited. And I've talked about this in many a commentary. It's unrequited love. We want love from the outside, not the inside. The reason we need to be governed is because we have no virtue. We have no nobility, and I will talk about nobility in the next discourse. We miss. We have to be governed because we live by the impulses of our body and its emotions. The government of Gregory Edward is his emotions. And if I were not careful, if I were not mindful, if you were not mindful, if you were not careful, this could overtake your entire life, bring about great, great tragedy. We miss. We are people who need to be governed by the collective. And the sad part about that collective is that it's mean-spirited. You must understand this. Any vote I vote for, any person I vote for, is just a metaphor for my own demise, for the lack of being aware to try to overcome my harshness, my karma. I came into this world, and for the first time, it became evident to me that it is love that is the most important aspect of my life. To live by self-preservation would make me selfish, greedy, unkind. Think about all the things that you are concerned about. Are they not things of the physical world? Your own self-preservation, your finances, your health. We are given some time in this world by our karma to figure out how we're going to live in this lifetime. Is it going to be by the within, what I call the ever forevermore love that lives within? Or am I going to live just off the skin, the logic, the reasoning? And in doing so, I become ruthless and cruel. I've seen this in people all of my life. It's a very sad thing to me to watch the cruelty, not only of people, but those who claim to be a student and really are not. Everybody's a student until they are faced with themselves. Faced with entering into the collective and being a part of it, being subjected to the cruelty of it all, we wind up being cruel ourselves. We are our own government. We come into this world from previous lives, where we did probably many things that made it possible for us to be in this kind of world, in the kind of government that is necessary to live in this society, where you could be killed at any moment by somebody or something. You have to look at the severity of yourself. What have I brought into this lifetime? What am I here for? Am I here to compensate for my cruelty and my ignorance through gratifications? Well, that is what the fool thinks. We live by the lesser within us, not the greater. We don't want to be involved. We just want to live our own life, I am told by people. But you're still in the collective. And abandoning the chance to give service to humankind in any way, shape, or form only adds to the Monkey King's desire to get that beautiful jewel that will make him rich and happy. Many years ago, one of my students who I dearly loved gave me this little story. I'm sure you've heard it. It's a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about it, got angry at all of that because it was everybody's job to do it. But everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Probably lost you on that one, didn't I? Forgive me. Our minds have a hard time keeping up. Bottom line, we just let things turn to rubble, to the ugly, because we're all looking for how do I cure within myself this gnawing feeling of the unrequited love. So we do many things that have nothing to do with the meaning of our life. We miss everything that could be beautiful because the Monkey King is in charge. If you will look deep within yourself, you will see you are always looking for how to get what you think will resolve the unrequited in you. This spills out, causes us to take action in things or not take action in things that anybody could do, but nobody wants to do because it would change things. It would be useless and futile. For me, it would be better to die trying than to die blaming. This discourse may touch you in some ways, and in other ways, not. Futility is a very big part of helping humankind. It's a very big part. And it is difficult for people to get involved in themselves. Let's meditate together. It's important that we meditate, that we understand how to live our life a little differently. Lots of said. How do I know the world? By that which lives within me. What lives within you? Greed, fear, insecurity, all psychological issues, the unrequited is realized. When you realize, when we realize, when anybody realizes,